This recording, New York 27, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, comma, comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born and raised in the Bronx. My parents have been living there since, I believe, 1975. And my dad comes from Adjuntas, Puerto Rico, and my mom is from Quito, Ecuador. Probably in Quito, Ecuador, because it's like the climate's really beautiful. It's always like 60 or 70 degrees. Like, it never goes below that or above that. So it's like perfect weather. I really like photography and going to concerts. So that's like one of my favorite things to do, pretty much. Taking pictures of flowers, nature, stuff like that. Usually just like in parks or like any place like that, like gardens and stuff like that. Yeah, but I haven't really seen much right now because of the weather. It's like everything's dead over there. My favorite band, they're called Pierce the Veil. They're like, they're Mexican-American, and their type of music is like post-hardcore. I'm gonna say like a lot, we say like mad, like, oh, this is mad, like good, or like, you know, if it's really good or something, we say mad. Or like OD, which is kind of the same thing, like it's a lot of something. Okay, you could say like something like, oh, that play was mad good, that movie was mad good, something like that. Or I guess OD. OD, I guess you could use it the same way pretty much. My mom speaks mostly Spanish. My dad knows a lot more English, but they still have their accent. Like you can tell that they're not from here. I think through a mutual friend, like my mom was just visiting. She was visiting New York for some reason. And then my dad had already been living here, and then that person got them to meet, pretty much. I have an older brother. Well, he recently moved away like 2 years ago because he got married. And he works in a security company for MetLife. And yeah. It's in, where is it? 42nd Street.